And we're joined on the line, believe it or not, by the Irish out-half, Nora Stable. And Nora, good afternoon.
Hi, Miles. How are you?
Oh, God, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. No, just kind of gradually coming down from that win and trying to get ready and up to the post-match meal now.
Okay, well, sure. Look, you had to win by, what, 26, 27 points today against Scotland. You had, the points in the bag at half-time.
We did, yeah. I mean, we knew after watching the game last night between France and England, we knew what we had to score today. But to be honest, we kind of more focused on our own performance as opposed to looking at what we had to score. Because if we put in the performance against against Scotland, we knew we'd come out with 27 and probably even higher. And that's what turned out happening anyway.
Nora, it must be some sensation to be able to win the Women's Six Nations Championship, and I suppose maybe more particularly the fact that the men won it yesterday as well.
Yeah, I know. The men had a bit of a wait as well. So I suppose, you know, between the men's and the women's Six Nations, it's all come down to the very last game, hasn't it? And it just makes the competition even more exciting. I don't think we've ever, well, I know, you know, both teams have never won at the same time, so it's pretty amazing achievement to have both the male and the female Six Nations trophies coming back to Ireland.
Well, it wasn't all won today, I'm sure, because it was what you did over the all the games so far this season.
Oh, completely. I mean, it came down to points difference, you know, at the end of the day. So every try that we scored was important. Every kick, every try that we didn't concede was even more important. And I think we only conceded 3 tries, perhaps, over the whole Six Nations campaign. And that really adds to how it just shows you how important it is every single game and really working hard both in attack and defence.
And would you say Ireland have improved this year over last year?
Yeah, well, in different ways. I think our attack probably maybe has come on a little bit, but, you know, it just comes down to who you're playing against. And, you know, while last year was fantastic, we've just done something different this year, which was an important thing.
Was there much excitement when you won the game today?
Of course there was, and I think there's a bit of line dancing going on as well. You know, there's plenty of shouts and cheers, and there'll be a bit of celebration done now. But look, it's at the end of the day, it's just put Ireland's women's rugby on another pedestal back in Ireland, which is an important thing for us. I actually have Larissa here beside me, and we're just delighted to have that Donegal partnership working again at 9 and 10. So it's been excellent.
It has been excellent, yeah. It certainly has. Maybe I might have a word with Larissa as well, but don't you go too far away. I'll be back to you.
I will. I'll put her on to you now.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Hello, how's it going?
Not so bad at all, Larissa. How are you doing? Another great performance.
Oh, absolutely on cloud 9. Like, words don't really describe how this feels, to be honest. It's just an absolute honour to go out there again to put the jersey on. So we're all on cloud 9. It's brilliant.
I was keeping the corner of my eye watching the action today. It was on Network 2. And you were as busy as usual and looking, fairing for that ball.
Sure, I suppose that's the job of any man, just to be there, just boss it or whatever. But, I think it was just an absolute storm of a game. We knew what we had to do when we went out there, and I think everybody just gelled and we controlled the phases, and we got multi-phase after phase after phase, and we put the points on the board, what we needed to do. So, it's just brilliant performance from each and everyone, and the reserves that came on, it was just brilliant.
And you scored a very important try earlier in the season.
Against England, yeah, it wasn't too bad. I suppose I just for the moment just thought, why not? Went for it. Got white lightning and fever, and just I suppose it was important, but it was a team performance overall. How we finished that English game, and today once again it was just a team performance. Everybody, you know, playing for each other and that. So it was great, absolutely great.
So, what next for Larissa Muldoon?
What next? Oh, I don't know. I think we're just going to have to come down from this high now, I suppose. We've got 3 weeks off, so it's just time to relax and, I suppose, reflect on the campaign that we had. But I'll be taking, I suppose, me and Nora and Casey will be taking the cup up to Donegal, so we'll have to do a bit of a trip around Donegal again.
Yeah, well, so that, you'll enjoy that, and I hope you come back into a Highland Radio studio as you did before.
We'll be up, no bother, up having the banter again.
Very good. Larissa, well done. And
okay, thank you very much. See ya.